From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. calls on Iraq to provide more recruits in the fight against the Islamic State group. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Wednesday told U.S. lawmakers Iraq must make a greater commitment to fight Islamic State militants, saying Baghdad has failed to produce enough ground troops.
Our training efforts in Iraq have thus far been slowed by a lack of trainees. We simply haven't received enough recruits. Of the 24,000 Iraqi security forces we had originally envisioned training at our four sites by this fall, we've only received enough recruits to be able to train about 7,000, in addition to 2,000 counterterrorism service personnel.
He called the last month's fall of Ramadi, the Anbar provincial capital, deeply disappointing. Also testifying, General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says introducing U.S. troops in Iraq is not the answer.
I would not recommend that we put U.S. forces in harm's way simply to stiffen the spine of local forces. If their spine is not stiffened by the threat of ISIL on their way of life, nothing we do is going to stiffen their spine.
President Obama agreed last week to send another 450 U.S. troops to Iraq to advise ground forces in Anbar. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for four separate car bombings in the Yemeni capital Sana'a Wednesday, killing at least 31, wounding 20. They say it was in retaliation against Iranian-backed Shia Houthi rebels who've overrun the capital. At least 13 killed, dozens more wounded when an explosive device detonated outside the town of Monguno in Nigeria's northeast Borno State. The devices were found on the side of a road and were being transported to a military base to be defused when they went off near a marketplace. Monguno, occupied by the insurgent group Boko Haram in January, was retaken in a military offensive in March. This is VOA News. European Union governments have reached preliminary agreement to extend sanctions against Russia for 6 months for its role in the Ukraine conflict. The decision reached Wednesday in Brussels is expected to be formally adopted at a meeting of the bloc's 28 foreign ministers next week. The Kremlin says it will respond to the EU decision. The Greek central bank has warned that failure to reach a bailout deal with its international creditors will result in recession, decline in income levels, and possibly withdrawal from the eurozone. The central bank issued its statement Wednesday, a day before eurozone finance ministers meet to discuss how to get more emergency funds to Athens by June 30th, when Greece is obligated to pay back nearly $2 billion in a loan from the International Monetary Fund. Hundreds of Syrian and African migrants in the Italian city Ventimiglia near the French border have been waiting for nearly a week to cross over. Lacking proper travel documents, some are living at the central train station. Ibrahim, who says he came from Sudan, remains hopeful their cases will be resolved.
We have hope that the solution it will come because we are very suffering here. And the situation unbelievable for human being to sit here. For that reason, I'm surely some countries they are trying to give us a chance. So I'm surely we will get a chance.
Saddam Ahmed, who says he's from Darfur, is less optimistic.
I have one question. Why they save us from the Mediterranean? I think it's the same situation here or on the sea. We will die anymore. So we'll stay and wait. European Union solve this problem or send back to Africa to live as we was living.
France, Italy, and Germany have agreed to identify migrants arriving by sea and swiftly relocate them across the European Union or send them back to their host countries if their claims for asylum are rejected. A Mauritanian court convicted three men belonging to the Islamic State militant group, sentencing them between 5 and 10 years in prison. They were convicted on charges of terrorism, terrorist activities, and possessing terrorist propaganda. The U.S. House of Representatives may try again Thursday to advance an Asia-Pacific free trade agenda backed by President Obama by separating fast-track negotiating authority from a measure that is aimed at helping U.S. workers who need training as a result of the trade pact. The journal Nature says scientists have discovered a new anti-malarial drug that could treat patients with a single dose costing a dollar. Although years from the marketplace, results from tests conducted on human blood and in mice suggest it's highly potent. A German drug maker has secured the right to develop and commercialize the compound. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.